Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, in the bill here. Fuck coin tail pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted. I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black gone, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna bill here. Fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Talk to him, Dr. Clark.
He called for the unity and the redemption of the African world.
Salute them, honorable Marcus.
We were not ready to listen then.
They might not have been ready then.
There's wonder whether we are ready.
Ain't no doubt about it.
To listen.
We ready, baby.
Now.
Let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Flag fly high. Woo! Flag.
Colors forever, Garvey would never die. On my 90, the throne ready, let's take a ride. Tech won't fix, men don't choose a side. This is the path for the warriors. Seldom travel, yet still bad, glorious. Black power represents us. Do we the rolling with Africa or against us?
Flag fly high, flag.
this blind mind since 99. People army them no time. I'll just drab on my design. We won't ready. Hard line. Ain't no games with that red flame. Triple stage of that black bang. Revolution in my veins. If we free, I won't change. And you can count on that like an abacus. Celebrate the victories and the challenges. It's either the social media statuses. This lifestyle, elevation building practices. Yeah.
Doing it to themselves.
Right.
They said, "Lo load up the troops, the guns, and the ammunition and let us go.
That's right.
When it's time to launch one of their spaceships, they don't say, let us bow our heads. They say, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. They start the countdown and counting, right? He believes in no God except himself. And so he will make up a mystery God, but then he'll give you a son that looks like him, with blonde hair, blue eyes, and pale skin, and tell you that if you see the Son, you've seen the Father, because the Father is in the Son, and the Son is in the Father. So if you see a white man as the Son, your subconscious has to suggest to you that the Father must be white some kind of way, also to produce a boy like that. Your mind has to say that to you. And here, as we look at it, we again have always believed in one God. In fact, all of
RBGs. You know what I mean? It's war. You know what I mean? Yo, Stick. You know what I mean? Shit be real on
war.
The block. Pigs be out there, occupied army. RBGs. Takeover, not a makeover. Yeah. The cops stop you just because you black, that's war. Run you through the system for your prince, that's war. When they call my hood a drug zone, that's war. Slumlord charging you for rent, that's war. Why they so rich and we poor, that's war. If you young and black, you sell crack, that's war. The White House is the rock house, that's war. George Bush coming out his mouth, that's war. Chillin' on the corner with your gang, that's war. Popo do the same damn thing, that's war. When they murdered I'ma do the yellow, that's war. Marching in the streets is the strategy of war. Knowing self-defense is the strategy of war. Soldiers try to link with other soldiers in the war. Revolutionaries got to know the art of war. War, what about hip-hop? Use that. Matter of fact, fuck a rap battle. What about a gat battle? Let's take it to the beast and see which cat tattle. Is it kids versus beans or P versus Ho? What about y'all real niggas against the 5-0? This is M1, DPs, don't you forget. Cause you can talk, 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 but that don't mean shit. I ain't gotta pop your top to see where your brains went. This rap shit is way bigger than entertainment. It's the people versus the pigs when it all goes down. It's not pop versus big, it's who's getting the power. And power ain't money, dog, it's self-determination. Like taking hot and making it the real people station, that's war.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is a real nigga celebration. It's a Don Block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla waiting. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the gray pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated so he get faded. Like deep down inside he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP but I ain't dropped. Turf on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they blurked on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage. Playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades. Catching papers, grandma said I get some Jordan for my grades. That's my baby, when she died my heart broke 100 ways. Spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 yard living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. proving your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, pilot ticket with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it look like what
Nip
say.
Hold up.
La. This ain't entertainment, it's four niggas on a flagship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it.
Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Ah! Ah!
The idea that you see involves more than just opening the eyes and exposing the retina to the environment. It means then, in a sense, the mind sees through the eyes and directs the eyes, is what to see. We are in hypnosis, we deal with something that we call sometimes negative hallucinations. That is, getting people, let's look at the other type of hallucination first, say the positive hallucination. The positive hallucination, of course, is getting people to see what is actually not there. To see things that are actually not present in reality. And of course, some of you probably have seen those kinds of hypnotic tricks where you tell the hypnotic patient or the client that he has a rabbit in his lap, and of course there's nothing there, and he then proceeds to pet it and play with it, even though it's not there. This is what we call a positive hallucination. You can also produce a negative hallucination. You can tell the hypnotized subject that an object which is right before his face is not there. And he will see everything except that particular object that you've directed him not to see. You see this sometimes in certain forms of schizophrenia, for instance. The schizophrenic, some types of schizophrenics can look and see everything on this podium here, except to have this tape, even though it's right there before their eyes. Sometimes it's fascinating when you look at people who are so-called mentally disturbed, particularly the schizophrenic, because you can see the enormous powers of the human mind. And in this instance then, you have a mind that for some reason or other is instructing that patient not to see a particular object right before his face, and yet he's seeing all of the other objects around it very, very clearly. So what we're trying to talk about here then is that if your mind and your brain is inefficiently programmed, then that inefficient program will misdirect your eyes, will misdirect your senses, will create for you then a reality that is, in a sense, unreal. It will mean then, since you are missing reality and missing parts of that reality, you cannot efficiently cope with it. To a good extent then, when we look at the history of the African man in relationship to the European, we see a man whose reality has been created for him, whose mind and brain has been created in such a way that even the most obvious things in reality are overlooked and not seen. And this is often done through what we call this so-called education. Remember I alluded to the idea of trained eyes, experienced eyes, which means that an individual's mind has been created so that the eyes can find what that individual is looking for. What makes you think then that the European who trains your mind is going to train your mind to see reality in such a way that it will overthrow his dominance over you as a people? How do you expect to see reality from a people who writes your history in such a way that you don't even see yourself there? So when you look at history, you're not there. You look at American history, you're not there. You look at world history, you're not there. You look at anthropology, you're not there. And if you are there, you're there as a primitive, Stone Age kind of people, never having written anything or contributed anything. You look at economics, and you're not there except perhaps as a commodity in and of itself. You look at mathematics, and you're not there. You look at every discipline, and you do not see yourself. What kind of reality, then, can we be looking at as a people when our minds have been trained in such a way that we have literally negative hallucinations as well as positive hallucinations? It's amazing, then, that when we look at these disciplines where we don't see ourselves, so many of us call this kind of education in these disciplines a good education. It's an amazing kind of thing. You've had a people who have hung you, lynched you, degraded you, enslaved you, killed Indians, colonized people all over the world, killed millions and millions and millions of people, exploited people, destroyed people, polluted the earth, have done such a job on the earth until you begin to wonder if they come from the same planet. You begin to wonder if these people are not a type of infection, a virus whose purpose it is to destroy the health of the world itself. And as we see them now beginning to destroy the earth and now getting ready to move their destructive natures into the cosmos itself, they've already made it to the moon and are now preparing to infect the whole of the universe. How can you then, as a people, assume that the people who've done all of these kinds of things to us as a people can give us a vision of reality? How can we accept their description of reality as the one with which we are going to guide our own behavior? How can we believe a people whose very lives depends upon our continuing domination? And yet there are those among us who seem to want to believe this, who seem to want to push their children under the instructorship of these people, who seem to want their people to resemble these people in some fashion, who have the nerve to see these people as representing some kind of civilization. These people may represent a culture, but not a civilization, particularly if we're going to look at the word civil in the sense that it is normally used. We saw this thing here. In fact, last week I remarked somebody had a conference here somewhere, and they voted against or they condemned what do we call it? Terrorism. In fact, I saw Reagan, someone proposed that the meeting between Reagan and Gorbachev would involve a discussion of terrorism. And I found that so amusing. In fact, I find the newspapers and the TV, particularly the news, very, very amusing. And they're real jokes to watch. And in a way, you're looking at these guys, and they're going to talk about terrorism. And yet, here are the world's two greatest terrorists sitting in conference. Two people in the world who have the world wondering, when is the end going to come? When is one of them going to go off and drop a bomb that is going to destroy the life of man and perhaps life on earth, period? The very fact that they are seen as powerful people, the very fact that the world sat in intense attention when they met, is symbolic of the fact that they are holding the world in a state of terror. And that we are frightened that they may, for some reason or other, let loose the great power that they have under their hands. And yet they have nerve enough to talk about terrorism as if it belongs to another people.
Damn it, it was the devil that killed Brother Anthony Baez. God damn it, it was the devil that shot our brother down on the streets of Brooklyn, shot him 24 times. It was devils who killed Brother Yusuf Hawkins. It was devils who were responsible for Eleanor Bumpus. It's devils who killed Jerry Lee Amy and Eula May Love. It was devils who brought you here on the slave ships to the hells of North America. You better remind yourself every day. They moved on Mel Reynolds. They moved on all of them. Look what they did in Clinton's Congress. They moved on all of Clinton's people. Did you know that? Clinton had five so-called minority appointees. We ain't no minority. We outnumbered this speck of wood 12 to 1 on the face of the planet Earth. But he had 12 so-called minority appointments. The Clinton administration had these five. Michael Epps, the black former Secretary of Agriculture, gone. Huh? Ron Brown, Secretary of Commerce. They killed him, but before they killed him, they charged him with misconduct from his office of the Department of Commerce. Huh? Energy Secretary. Huh? Hazel O'Leary. Huh? And a couple of others. What happened during Reconstruction? White folks became angry, the white male. They're talking about an angry white male today. And so the white man's ego got involved. He blocked the entrance. Bishop Henry McNeil Turner, down in Georgia. Bishop Henry McNeil Turner of the AME Church. Policemen lined up in front of the door of Congress and would not let Bishop Henry McNeil Turner go in. And he had been duly elected by the people. We were even governor. Pinchback became governor of Louisiana. But every position we held, the cracker rolled back the hands of the clock. In the twinkling of an eye, when he got ready, he said, "No more of this foolishness. A nigger ain't to rule over me. A nigger is not to be a sheriff over me. Nigger sheriffs arresting white folks? Hell no," he said. Give me that badge, nigga, and get back in a nigga's place. Some of you who are undercover agents sitting in the audience, your job is temporary. And if you continue this, your life is temporary. Over a short period of time. Temporary over a short period of time. Sold tickets. They had excursions, caravans, train rides to see a major sporting event. A nigga lynched today. Two niggas lynched today. Three niggas, four niggas lynched today. Billie Holiday would sing the song of Bessie Smith, one of them, about trees in the south with a strange fruit with blood at the root. This is the strange fruit. The black man, black woman, Billie Holiday. Take pregnant black women, bring them out in front of other black women, strip them naked. There in the Holocaust, you can stay right there, brother, right in the Holocaust Memorial, they had piles of shoes, as though I was supposed to be impressed. And they said, well, over in Germany, we have just rooms full of shoes. They took all of the personals of these people from them. Wasn't that cruel? I said, God damn it, we didn't even have shoes. You can't pile no shoes up in a room for us because we didn't even have shoes. When they took us from Africa, they stripped us of our diamonds and our gold and our silver, our material resource, our spiritual resource, and our human resource. Yes, sir. And when we came here, most of the time we didn't have shoes. We went barefoot. Right. Huh? Right. Stripped a black woman of whatever little tattered rag she had. 9 months pregnant. Tie her up. Tie horses to one leg. Horses to the other leg. Beat the horses, make them run in opposite directions until they rip and pull the black woman apart and the unborn black baby fall from her, and a no-good cracker would bring another black woman out, her stomach full 9 months with the fruit of her womb, take his knife and stick it in her full stomach with the roundness of her stomach, rip it open and stick his AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, hand inside and snatch the unborn black baby from her, throw it to the ground and crush the baby's head with his boot heel, and make other pregnant black women watch so that the adrenaline of fear would course its way through her veins and bathe her brains and touch the unborn life in her, hoping that the babies would be born afraid of a wicked, cruel slave master. Look at this no good bastard. And some of you want to integrate with him. I believe in freedom and independence. I believe in separation and independence. A nation of our own. That's right. A nation of our own. That's the book. Some of you don't want to go nowhere. You want to stay right here with the white man. Freedom and independence. If the founding fathers of America could call for freedom and independence under conditions that were nowhere near the conditions that we have been and are operating under today, why can't we call for freedom and independence? Our own flag, our own nation, our own government, our own laws. But most of you just want to intellectualize the subject. You think we can read our way out of this. You better read, but you better get up and get ready to get free. Most of you want to sing, "We shall overcome." You better add another stanza, "We shall overrun." Lift every voice and sing, but you better lift every fist and swing too at the same time, if we're going to gain freedom and independence. I'm a soldier. I was born that way.
I don't care about nothing else but that. But aren't you afraid that you are going to get killed? Jesus, the black revolutionary Messiah, said, he or she who seeks to save his life shall lose his life. And he who is willing to give his life for her life shall save their life. But I don't want to die for the cause. I'll kill for the cause. It's the only way we'll get free. But we got a mighty God that is backing us up today, sending irregular rain, snow, hail, and earthquake, and confusing the government of the white man and the minds of the white man. The Catholic Church admitted their role in slavery. The so-called Jews want to lie. We just were 2% of the population. Don't make no difference what percent you were. 75% of you, two-thirds of you, according to your own Jewish census takers and statistics, were involved in the slave trade. I didn't say 75% of all the slaves were owned by the Jews. I said 75% of the Jews owned slaves. But you put a spin on it and a twist on it to make it seem ridiculous, because you're just a liar and the truth is not in you. As Jesus says in the 8th chapter of the book of John, that you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, Jesus said, he's a liar and the father of the lie. And Jesus said that his word had no place in the Jews. Read John, starting with the 8th chapter, starting with the 31st verse, down to the 44th verse. And when I say Jesus up here, I'm not talking about no blonde-haired, blue-eyed, pale-skinned, buttermilk complexion, white Jesus. I'm talking about a black Jesus that the Bible says would have nappy hair and his body would be like burnt bronze or brass, as though it had been burnt in an oven. Give the white man his white Jesus back, put it in the garbage can, set it out on the corner, and let the garbage man pick it up and take it to the garbage dump. It's a form of spiritual genocide, a form of mental genocide and Holocaust. That's right. 40 to 50 million Holocaust survivors still in the death camps of America, still in the ghettos of America, still robbed of our names with Harry McGillicuddy, Jim Dandy O'Houlihan, Abraham Lincoln Culpepper, Hattie Mae Hamburger with lettuce and tomatoes on the side. Robbed completely of a knowledge of ourselves. No other people in the annals of time have been so robbed and spoiled. The Bible said these are a people who are robbed and spoiled. They are snared in holes and hidden in prison houses. But we must rise up like rocks. Rise up like Ra and take on a new life and take on a new birth. I say I criticize the Pope. I don't have any respect for the Pope. The hell you mean I called him a cracker? So damn what? The Pope don't like me. The Pope does not respect my leader and teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He has no respect for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he is one of the perpetrators in our genocide and our current condition. That's right. You offer an apology? We're sorry. Everybody else gets reparation. Damn Jews get over 70 billion, over 100 billion. But you offer us an apology. We are so sorry. Use your influence to get reparations for us. Use your influence to ease the debt that is strangling and choking the life out of African nations from the World Bank and the IMF and the other IMFs. You say, and this is the first time you heard from me on this, and I think you should, at a Black Holocaust observer.
History is the present, and history is the future. In European systems, we have a linear approach to the world, an approach that makes one believe that history is something that is left behind. History is something that can be forgotten. No, ladies and gentlemen, history is never left behind. In the human mind, the history is now. And in the human mind, the history is present. For the future is made of things that were made in the past. Without past, there is no future. And so we must then see. So the Afrocentric view of the world is nonlinear. It is one that sees past, present, and future as simultaneous. And we must recognize this factor. Our knowledge of our history and our perception of our history is intimately tied up with our knowledge of our future and our ability to determine that future. To forget history and not to operate on history is not to control the future. Therefore, we will see then those who wish to control the African mind seek to control our perception of the future. The mind, then, is not only influenced by its inputs, but, of course, is influenced by its own native characteristics. It uses the sum of its currently available intellectual, emotional, and behavioral characteristics, and it brings those characteristics to bear on its environment and to affect its adaptation. It uses, then, its own potential powers. The control of the mind and related personality, their characteristic functioning and relationships to the world and self-perception is significantly achieved through the manipulation and the quantity and quality of inputs, through the structuring of its environment, through the manipulation of reinforcements and experience, and the control of its perceptions and interpretation of these inceptions, perceptions, and finally through the feedback from its output. Let us make it simple. I only mean this, then, that the mind essentially is controlled by the nature and quality, by the quantity of information that flows into it. It is also controlled by its native characteristics, by its thinking characteristics, by its reasoning characteristics, by its current mood state, by its current perception of itself and of the individuals, by its current perception of the environment, and it is also controlled by its expression, by its output. That is, when we express something and when we act upon the world, we look at the effects of our acting upon the world. How the world reacts to our action reflects back on our mind, and our mind is often changed and biased as a result of what we call the feedback mechanism. So then this gives us the basic insight then into how one controls the mind. You can manipulate the mind then in terms of manipulating the information that goes in it. And this is another one of the European constants I often talk about that is hidden behind what is apparent change. And that is the European control of information, which I'm sure you, as an audience, are very familiar with. We are still fighting to get the videotapes of the court scene on Like It Is or on TV, period. You're still fighting to get other information that you have in the Tawana Brawley struggles and other struggles on the public television. The Europeans, of course, are manipulating that information. Despite your election of mayors, despite your elections of governors, and so forth, the Europeans still intends
to control the nature of intonation that is available to the African mind. And since this mind operates on the basis of information fed to it, then the control of information by Europeans is an attempt to control the nature of the African mind. I was very happy at the time when the City Sun made a major coup in terms of the Tawana Brawler case. That was a monumental event, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you recognize the great historical value of that situation. For the first time, a black newspaper, I may not say the first time, but at least the first time in current history, a black newspaper threatened to become an authority within itself. And African people began to look at a source of information created by themselves as a source of authority and not a European instrument. Because it becomes very, very dangerous to the status quo when we begin to listen and follow our own authority and our own sources of information. And you can see then the New York Times as it attempted to take back the authority that it had lost to the City Sun through either the ignoring of that information or by this 2 or 3 page spread that it made concerning the so-called grand jury findings. But it had been wounded, and we must continue to wound it until it is ultimately destroyed. Information is controlled, and I often talk to college students about this. One of the constants that still remains with us and that is intended to remain is what I call the control of the domain of discourse. What does it mean? It only means the control of what it is that is important to talk about. The determination of what is worth talking about, what is worth learning. The European seeks then to control this domain of discourse. What is news? You know, the New York Times then sees itself as what, the paper record and this and that, which means in a way that it is not news until the New York Times says it's news. It is not news unless it occurs on the major network. Anything that doesn't occur on the major networks that does not make the Eurocentric papers then is not considered news. It is not considered worthy of learning. We see this in college catalogs. I said often many of our students go to college, they look in the catalog, they see the listing of courses, and they assume then that the courses listed there must be worth knowing. If they are not worth knowing and studying, then they wouldn't be in the catalog. Of course, the adverse reasoning is, if it's not in the catalog, then it must be what? Not worth knowing. Is it no coincidence, then, that the things that are most pertinent to our advancement and liberation as a people is left out of the college catalog, is left out of the news, which then subtly creates in our minds that news that is important to us, news that is relative to us, is unimportant and not worth knowing. So the very design of the catalog, the very news stories that appear in the paper, the very news stories that are projected on the television set create a value system in and of themselves. And the very fact then that certain things are called news and other things are not, then biases information and ultimately biases the very nature of our minds. And ultimately, it biases the very characteristics and capacities and abilities of our minds to operate on that information and future information. The mind also then has some, I wouldn't say innate characteristics, but at least innate potentialities. Those potentialities such as reasoning, logical thinking, critical analysis, comparisons, contrasting, evaluative stuff, these kinds of things, calculating, weighing, measuring, looking at cause and effects, looking at relations, abstracting. Those characteristics are the very operation the mind uses to operate on the world itself, to operate on information, to transform information, to synthesize information, to store information, to compare information, to use information that is ultimately projected in behavior and ultimately projected on the environment. A mind then that cannot look at implications and develop implications, a mind then that cannot perform simple syllogistic reasoning, a mind that cannot perform comparisons, a mind that cannot contrast, a mind that cannot calculate, weigh, and measure, a mind that cannot determine causes and effects, a mind that cannot determine relationships, a mind that cannot perform organization, a mind that cannot perform planning, a mind that cannot evaluate its effect upon the world, is a mind then that has no real influence upon the world and is a mind that has lost control of itself and is a mind that cannot protect the interests of the personality and the person in which it is a part. This type of mind, this type of structuring is the result to a good extent of the nature of the inputs of the mind. And is the nature then, as I said earlier, of the kind of conditions under which the mind operates and lives and exists. One of the reasons then our children have problems often in their thinking skills and reasoning skills. As a side here, I'll say for a moment that we as people can only be in the condition we are in as a result of being robbed of our common sense, as a result of being robbed of our thinking skills, as a result of being emotional and not reasonable, so that our behavior can come under the control of reason and logic, under the control of critical analysis of possibilities and probabilities. It is necessary for the European, in order to control the African mind, to emotionalize that mind. And if you'll note the ads on TV and radio and the other propaganda appeals to which we are subjugated time in and time out are designed to speak directly to the emotions, not to the rationality of the individual. You can only hypnotize an individual once you get around his critical analytical thinking. And the African then is often emotionalized as a prelude to his behavioral manipulation. So then, it is no accident that our children are placed within certain schools, or as I said earlier, that we are forced to live under certain psychological and physiological circumstances. For it is supposedly in the schools and in the institutions that these inherent characteristics and potentialities of the mind are developed. It is supposedly in the schools that thinking skills and reasoning skills and comparative skills and implicative skills and other skills are trained and developed in the mind so that the mind then can operate autonomously and independently in the world and bring then the world under its will and under its subjugation and protect the individual in the environment and, if necessary, from the environment. But a thinking black man and woman is a dangerous black man and woman. I have to tell you again and again that all of the institutions of the society, I don't care whether you're talking about the family institution, the so-called criminal justice institution, the so-called religious institution, the health institutions, the educational institutions, the economic institutions, all of them have one thing in common, and that is maintaining European domination. And I've said often, and I will say again, that is the reason why when you meet those institutions, they will operate in relationship to you in a way that is the very opposite of what their name implies. And I've said again and again that the church will often send you to hell, that the economic system will keep you poor, that the health system will keep you sick, that the justice system will mete out injustice. How else can it maintain the European in power if the institutions don't do it? And I'm surprised by how often we are surprised as to why our children are not learning in these schools. We don't understand. In order for us to be in the condition we are in, we must literally be turned backwards as a people. We must be reversed, because this world can only be ruled in terms of lies. When you have a minority of people, a 10% of the world's population, a 10% of the world's population whose lands are not inherently wealthy, whose lands have no natural resources, ruling over the other 90%, then that other 90% must be kept out of its mind. That other 90% must exist in a state of deception. That other 90% must live then in a reversed situation and in a backward situation. Therefore, that other 90% must accept the lie as truth and the truth as lie.
Black power, family. You live here on New Black Panther Party Radio, or the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Press the number one to go live here tonight, day 445, the people versus the state. And as we opened up our broadcast with two great, powerful messages from two of our most revered and some of our most legendary black masterminds of revolution, Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad and Dr. Amos Wilson. We have to play the doctors, because as far as we are concerned, as long as we're in this condition, family, we sick. So we have to bring in the doctors so that we can try to analyze the sickness that this society has put onto our people. But you are here live on New Black Panther Party Radio. We are interrupting your daily live from the white man. You're here live with the National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party, Brother Khatib Sadiq. Visit our national website to join this formation, this black militant formation, as we stand on a militant black nationalist pan-African platform, as we unite our brothers and sisters across the African diaspora in black nationalism. We say it to every night, and we'll say it again. What the hell are we waiting on? Would you rather be a cotton-picking nigger, or would you rather fight for your freedom and independence get on the front line with the vanguard of the Black Nation, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Visit our national website, mbpp.org. Join right now as you listen to this broadcast. And we say to all of those that are listening, all of our great supporters, allies, friends, comrades, we give you a Black Power salute. Send a donation our way. You can send it through Cash App, $BlackPowerDollar here on New Black Panther Party Radio, day 445. The people versus the state, no fear, no compromise. If you have a question or comment, press the number one. You are black with us like you never left. Every day we are broadcasting here live on this radio station. And we say to everybody listening from all around the world, we're glad to have you tonight. But y'all know we have to tell the truth on the madness and the sickness that is going on in this nation and how it is infecting our people. There should be no fear of the goddamn white man, and there surely should be no compromise in dealing with the destruction of so-called white supremacy that is ruled over, in fact, by this very plantation nation criminal enterprise, America. And as we open up this broadcast, we must give thanks to our great and mighty ancestors coming off of the heels of the honor of our great ancestor, Malcolm X. And we remind everybody that every day is Malcolm X Day. Every day is a day for our ancestors. And even more importantly is that we lift those up and, you know, as we say, give flowers to those who are still with us. Our great revolutionaries, our great leaders of today must be protected against the scandalous lies of the goddamn white man and these house niggas. Dr. Amos Wilson, in the beginning of our broadcast, talked about the hypnosis. He talked about the false reality and the hallucinations that are put onto the people. And Dr. Amos Wilson, if you read his book, Blueprint for Black Power, he goes deeper into that analysis. But he talks about hypnosis. He talks about hallucinations and the false reality. And, of course, we live in a day where the white man has reached heights of evil that have been seen since he has been here no less than 6,000 years. His evil is taking center stage all around the world, and we see clearly what is going on in our communities. The white man has released the COVID-19 virus all over the world as America and China are the creators of the coronavirus. The coronavirus did not come from a meat market in Wuhan, the Hubei province of China. In fact, verified through our diligent research and the great works of those who know the truth about this goddamn COVID-19. And for 444 days now, we have been telling the people, watch out and don't believe the lies of the white man, but we must continue to say and give this information. Dr. Amos Wilson ending the message that brought us in when he says that information is control. So this information is important, as we know, and it is well documented, of the fact of America's wicked COVID-19 creation. They're making, in fact, not creating, but making COVID-19 and this virus that has been crafted to disable the immune system, has been crafted to attack the melanin in the DNA, and has been crafted, in fact, to latch on to the cell and create viral DNA in the body. And once that happens, unless you have an antiviral like the Paxlovid that we talked about, it is in fact infectious, and it is inside of the DNA of the infected. We know that the wicked scientists and the entire race, the cracker and these goddamn Chinese and these damn devils who created this virus to use it as a tool for global genocide. It is genetic warfare. It's biological warfare, the COVID-19. Its origin coming from the Spanish flu of 1919-1920, where we know now that this wicked Dr. Charles Lieber, who went into the Arctic tundra and dug up the bodies that were infected with the Spanish flu 1919-1921 germ the flu germ. This wicked devil would then take this germ and manipulate it due to it being frozen over. He would manipulate the germ and upgrade its virus power and upgrade its effectivity, and this then would be the origin and the making of one of the most wicked man-made retroviruses coming out of the laboratories of Fort Detrick in Michigan in the United States of America, the human immune deficiency virus, or HIV, that gives way to the acquired immune deficiency syndrome of AIDS. This HIV and AIDS was, if you factor in the work of Dr. Anthony Fauci, this wicked cracker devil, this devil will work on this virus. And in fact, if you go back, as Dr. Abis Wilson talked about, the propagandizing, talked about playing on the emotion of black people, playing on the emotion of the African, emotionalizing us, but not speaking to, and rarely ever speaking to, even black folks who have some position in the media. They don't speak to the rationality of the situations that we're facing. So this wicked virus is now that it's been released on the people. We see them, they are now, as they moved into the vaccine phase, they are now offering lotteries, in fact, family, lotteries, money to people, targeting the black community. Here, and you see more recently in Maryland, there are randomly select vaccinated people who would get a $40,000 prize every single day from a lottery, and you see Ohio and other states now coming in along with it. So again, this white man, he has moved from the COVID-19, from the infective stage, which infected the body. Then now that was just to bring the vaccine in, and we have to be critical and ask ourselves very critically, what the hell is in this vaccine that they are willing now to dish out millions, if not billions of dollars to get black folks, to get folks to put this in their arm, to put this in their bloodstream. We told you about the highly toxic poison metals in it and all of the different technology in it. We have to be wise, family. We have to be wise. Do not fall for the white man's tricks. Do not let the white man use money to stick wicked poison into our elders and our children. We must think critically, have no fear of the white man's medical apartheid, and have no compromise with this goddamn enemy. You're listening to New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Press the number 1 to go live here tonight. Visit our national website, mbpp.org. Family, we can only tell you the truth. It is very wicked what America is doing, and everybody can see it. Black Power, we have our national chairwoman on the line, Sister Krista Muhammad. Can you hear me, comrade? Mic check, Black Power.
Mic check, Black Power. Brothers and sisters, we want to thank everyone that's listening in online across the globe. We want to thank everybody that's calling in to listen. And we want to also encourage you to press 1 to participate. We'd like to hear your voice. I have a couple of announcements to make. I just hung up of an organizing call with organizers across the state of Louisiana and also in Texas from Dallas and in Houston. There will be a major demonstration. There will be demonstrations in demand for justice for Ronald Green. There will be a demonstration at the state capitol. Then leading from the Capitol to the Attorney General's office, from the Attorney General's office to the galvanizing point of the governor of Louisiana in Baton Rouge on Tuesday starting at 2 p.m. We were initially trying to get it pushed back maybe to Thursday, but the reason why it's going to be on Tuesday, because Tuesday marks the one-year anniversary in which George Floyd was assassinated. There will be solidarity demonstrations for justice going on in Dallas at 7 p.m. in Dallas. And we will announce on tomorrow night's show the rendezvous point for Dallas And we were also informed that there will be demonstrations taking place also in Houston. So the people are fired up. There were people on the line from northern Louisiana, southern Louisiana, who were ready to put pressure on the governor. This is our main pressure point. We have been demanding justice for Ronald Green since last year when the pictures came out and it was proven that he was not in the car wreck, that he was beat to death. Now that this case is getting national attention, that the video has come out, the brother was beat for 46 minutes, beaten, tortured, wicked, left bloody. And we knew this video was going to come out, and there's even worse video that's yet to be presented to the public. But we're not going to stand by or sit down and be silent on this crime against humanity that took place. If you see the beating of Ronald Green, he was handcuffed, he was dragged, he was beaten. They were on his back, they were on his knees, they beat him with a flashlight. It's like Rodney King, George Floyd, Alton Sterling. Well, they didn't shoot him, they just beat him to death. But Rodney King and it's his own horrific act in and of itself is what I must say. And so the brothers and sisters with the new Black Panther Party will be put on notice that we need all hands on deck for Tuesday for Baton Rouge. We need to make sure that we're at that main galvanizing point. However, those brothers and sisters who are in Houston and want to raise your voice and make your presence known, we will be giving you the rendezvous time, hopefully before the end of the show. I just sent the message out to get the exact time. But if not, we will definitely get the word out by tomorrow night's show. The organizers, the family of Ronald Green will be on our show. This show will be dedicated to have them come on Sunday. On tomorrow night, we will have the organizers of the Tulsa March to be on the broadcast. It's back to back. And, you know, by Tuesday, we'll be boots on the ground. And then by Friday, we'll be boots on the ground again for Tulsa. So there is action that demands the people stand up on our watch. We must stand, and we must stand strong. We need to get the word spread out. We need the word out. We need everybody on their P's and Q's. Just as we're galvanizing, do understand and do know, without a shadow of a doubt, that our open enemy is organizing their resistance as well. We will push them devils back. You know, we're going to push them devils back. That's all I got to say. But, yes, it is official. 2 p.m. on Tuesday at the state capitol / governor's mansion, the demonstrations and demands for Ronald Green will begin. To our understanding, there will be perhaps other cities coming on, but so far in this southern region, Louisiana, all roads lead to Baton Rouge. Again, there will be solidarity demonstrations going on in Houston and Dallas as well. We will not be silent. We will not be complicit. We will resist tyranny. We will stand up to injustice. And as we are standing up to justice, we need to let Biden and Kamala Harris know you did not get into office off empty lies and promises to black people without being held accountable. Right now, we're taking it to the governor, but we will be bringing it to Creepy Joe real soon. But right now, brothers and sisters, we need folks to stand up. We need people to support the new Black Panther Party. We've had folks trying to send donations onto our website. That funding account has been giving us a bit of issue. We're dealing with that in a legal manner on our website. So we ask you to support us financially at Cash App by sending a donation to $$BlackPowerDollar. All of you brothers and sisters in the new Black Panther Party, be sure to be on the call at 2 p.m. on tomorrow, as we have a lot of things on our plate. There should be no excuses. for folks not stepping up to the plate. I'm going to yield it back to our National Chief of Staff to finish his bill. We did have Brother Laramie on the organizing call that I just hung up on. I'm pretty sure he's has some reports to give, and I understand that the Baton Rouge chapter was out rendering supplies to the community after they were affected by a flood earlier during the week. There's so much going on, brothers and sisters. There's too much going on in Black America. This is our time to stand. This is our time to fight. This is our time to flip the tables over in the temple, to stand and make our voices heard, to exercise our freedom of speech, our right to bear arms and defend ourselves and our community. This is our time to redress this wicked government. This is our time, most importantly, to encourage our people and show the people what true kings, queens, and warriors of the Black nation, of the globe, the Pan-African nation, are all about. So be sure to tune in tomorrow night when we have the brothers and sisters coming on, organizing for the Tulsa demonstration, 100-year anniversary next weekend, and for the brothers and sisters that will be coming on Sunday that are organizing for Justice for Rona Green. Black power, brothers and sisters. Black power.
Black power, Sister Crystal. And to the comrades out of Baton Rouge and all of the, and, Brother Laramie, Sister Amina, do press one. Let me know that you're ready. We definitely want to get field reports as the tragic weather hit the region, you know, so bad. And, of course, as this year moves on, you know, we're due to see more of this kind of weather. So we have to be prepared for that as well. We'll thank our national chairwoman for the update. We know that what happened with Brother Ronald Green is a crime against the Black nation. So us being the militants, we must stand in defense of the family of Brother Ronald Green. This is tragedy, and tragedy that we continue to see on a daily basis. And it doesn't matter if we're addressing the COVID-19 or the murderous brute beast police. It's all in the same way that we are documenting, you know, the crimes that this cracker have committed. So then reparations is in that way too. And it's one thing for us to document. It's one thing for us to say it. But in fact, we do it. In fact, we are not just on here telling what is going on. In fact, we are dealing with these wicked devils in the only way that they can be dealt with. And that's through militancy and Black nationalism. That's the only way we can deal with these goddamn devils. To watch our brother be so brutalized, so brutally and so wickedly, to watch this murderous crime be committed. If hate was an organ in my body, it came up in my damn throat. You know, can't stand these goddamn crackers. Time and time again. And these goddamn pigs, there should be no compromise. There should be no support. We don't want to hear about a Black pig and a white pig. That's the same as saying a Black politician and a white politician, or a Republican and a Democrat. Stop with the nonsense. There is no such thing as good police. The police come from a origin of chasing down and hunting down Black folks that were trying, Africans that were trying to escape from the plantation. And our brothers and sisters are in fear of these goddamn pigs. And we ask our brothers and sisters not to be fearful of these goddamn pigs. We must protect ourselves by any means necessary. This makes no goddamn sense. They wait until we are alone. They find us by ourselves, driving down dark roads, driving in the damn daytime. It doesn't matter. They find our children walking down the street. They are getting more bold and more bold and bolder. We don't want to hear people that are filming this. There are people that film what happened to George Floyd, right? This is a body camera. He was by himself, and these pigs brutalized our brother. It should be no reason why anybody that is in the reach of the sound of our voice or that have seen this brutality unfold, and of course, we talking to Black folks, you know, that should not be inclined to stand up and defend. It is our duty as Black people. We've become so hard on each other, so reckless toward one another due to the reckless, hardcore, brutal, cold-hard nature of this wicked white man. It influences us to do things we wouldn't do if we wasn't under the oppression of this goddamn devil. We recognize that. We do not have sympathy for it. We may have some type of empathy, but we have no sympathy for that because we think better of ourselves. We know the greatness that we are and the greatness that we come from and what we can restore if we, you know, get out of this fearful mentality. The white man continues to beat us and murder us and kill us in their pig departments, and these goddamn devils, Kamala and Biden, prancing around the goddamn TV, prancing around D.C. and all over the goddamn world, signing goddamn crazy-ass anti-Asian hate law bills and all kind of bullshit. Because China, they're in debt to China. Because they're in debt to Japan. These crackers are in debt to us. And we don't get no goddamn bills. That's why we stand in demand for reparations. Because they owe us. We don't give a damn how much they owe China. It's their problem. Have nothing to do with us. The white man owes us. Hell, the Chinese owe us. All these damn devils owe us. Reparations for these crimes that continue in this country. We are not free. Juneteenth is coming around, and niggas gonna act like they're free. We are not free. We are not free when this is a continuous thing. All year long. All year long. The brother Ronald Green was murdered on May 10th of 2019. But every day since then, we have seen brothers and sisters murdered by the pig, beaten by the pig. We're telling our nation, we're telling black people, we are a nation, and we have the right to defend ourselves. We don't give a damn about what the white man or the government says about our right to defend ourselves. And we know that everybody on the line feels that way. That's why this is the people's broadcast. That's why we tell people to press the number one. But we're trying to inspire people to take self-defense seriously, to take self-defense very seriously. We caution our people all the time. It doesn't matter our age or what we're doing. We cannot travel alone. This is the type of society that we live in. We're being hunted. We're being hunted like prey. So in fact, no matter how much we pray, we have become the prey. And the hunters are the goddamn pigs. The black ones and the white ones, the male ones and the female ones, and all of the in-betweens. They are funded to kill us, and that's why we say that we want tax exemption, because we be damned that the things that we work for, trying to keep ourselves in some kind of balance as we lose our sanity many times living in this wicked, demonic society, and they tax us every step of the way and take those taxes and turn them around and buy bullets for the fucking pigs and buy weapons and devices used to kill us and commit crimes of genocide and ethnic cleansing. So the terms must be clear. It's more than murder. It's more than a crime. It's many crimes. And it is ethnic cleansing and genocide. This is a terminology that has to be used because a cracker has to be held accountable outside of the courts and outside of the where America is allowed to dictate the legal proceedings and is allowed to dictate the prosecution and is allowed to dictate the damn executions. No. America has to be dealt with on the global scene. America, that's why we've been working to make alliances with African nations who will back us. And I say again to the comrades out of Baton Rouge and press the number one, we want to get you in here to hear your field report on the tragic weather. But do not ever, but even in that, the white man and these different organizations, the Red Cross and these are not real organizations that help black people. There are organizations that take donations and kickbacks to financiers and secret societies, and they take that goddamn money and run off with it. Black folks don't see the assistance of the government. No, it's the new Black Panther Party, Black Cross. It's black people in these areas who fend for themselves, who are put in these positions when these storms happen, who are put in these positions of medical apartheid and genocide and having their families murdered. It's the bravery and the courage of families who stand up against this criminal enterprise. It is the militants like those in the new Black Panther Party under this formation who stand with those families and clear insurrection many times to bring justice, and we shouldn't be living in this condition. It's wicked, family. But the solutions are very simple. All we have to do is move our bodies and take action. We're not going to make this thing complicated. It's not rocket science. We should stand up in the defense of our people when these killers and assassins come into our communities. We say that I don't even like saying police ourselves because I don't like that word. We must defend ourselves. As simple as that. We don't want anything from the white man. We will not trade somebody else's wickedness for another type of wickedness and put black on it. We won't do that. We're very clear in our solutions that have worked for countless other nations who have faced oppression, and though nobody has faced this type of oppression, and nobody on the planet or no people continue to face this type of oppression, we know for goddamn sure that the solution is to stand up in self-defense, armed, mentally, spiritually, and physically armed to deal with the goddamn white man. We will always tell you the truth. We love our people. We give thanks to the ancestors. We are not a religious people, but our spirits are very connected, and we love our people. So at the end of the day, the demand for justice for Ronald Green has never stopped, and it is heightening, and the flames are rising as this video has come onto the scene. This is wicked, fam. Everybody has something to do. Everybody should do something at this point. It's getting worse. You know, it's not getting better. We're the ones that are going to have to change this condition. Doesn't matter where angle, from the vaccine to the murders, it has to change. We're going to be the ones to do it. So we say to all of our people listening on the line, make that step to get on the ground with the organizers, the revolutionaries, the vanguard. Join the new Black Panther Party for self-defense for all those reasons, plus the crimes of ethnic cleansing and genocide that you face every day. Why wouldn't you want to do something about your issues? Join the new Black Panther Party, this great platform. I want to say to everybody listening on the line, press the number one will bring you in tonight. And, you know, man, it's just, you know, everything that's happening right now, these calls to action, that means that we shouldn't hear nobody, you know, saying it ain't nothing that needs to be done, because in everywhere we look, 360 degrees, something that needs to be dealt with. The white man does not rest with his wickedness, does not rest with his slaughter of Africans, nowhere, especially here in America, where killing us keeps the white man in control. Don't we understand, family, that it is the murder of black people that is really the origin of America, and the forced labor of black people, of stolen Africans, made property of America, made slaves? So why would we think that the people who have caused all this evil are going to change? Crack ain't going to change. It's us that are making the revolution. It's us that's evolving, and us black people that are the ones that are coming up as America is falling and tumbling down to the ground, the fall of America. So don't think or say or convince ourselves, like Amos Wilson was saying in the beginning of the broadcast, until hallucinations. Ain't no damn normalcy in America. It never has been, with or without the damn COVID-19 or anything else this white man have created. It is not normal to live under these conditions. The virus was created by a virus, and this goddamn white man, this virus infects the whole damn world without the COVID-19. His presence causes wickedness and evil, and everywhere this cracker goes, there's war everywhere. And even if you turn on the TV, you see the wars all over the world. But we shouldn't have to look all over the world, because the most brutal of all of these wars is the continued war against black people, is the continued war against the Africans here in America. And our brothers and sisters on the continent face the same hell that we face, regardless as if they have gotten so-called liberated or not. They are still economically being strangled by these goddamn European nations, and we're being strangled by America. But see, we see everybody saying it's a new day, and that's one way to look at it, if you want to say it like that, but not really. But what we will say is, yes, we do see, you know, a rise of black excellence and intelligence and black warriorhood, black warrior class. This is true. But you would only know that if you were on the ground involved in all the action that is happening all around the world. So you wouldn't just know that by just looking. You have to be involved and participate in what is going on. All of us, you know, all of us can do more. And if we have done nothing, then again, that speaks to the condition. To do nothing right now really says a lot. It really says a lot. We should really look out for people like this who will criticize and who will scrutinize and scandalize black people, but then again, will not do a goddamn thing. I remember, you know, looking at the condition of Brother Ronald Green, those pictures. Looking at the condition of the car, and you can tell that there was no fatal car crash. Knowing that the goddamn pig is lying, as they always do. And many times, too many goddamn times, these pigs, these cover-ups, they go up to the highest part of the government. That's why we are 100% in agreement with the chairwoman. We must put pressure on these goddamn politicians, and Biden and Kamala Harris are no different. The Negro politician, the cracker politician, and all of the different parties of politics in America who are dodging on purpose, changing the subject on purpose. None of them are addressing these crimes. It's on us anyway. We don't expect them to, but they will be held accountable. This is the trick that they play on us all the time and play on our people. Talking about playing on emotion, they play on our emotions. They play on our emotions with the damn vaccine, telling black folks that they was more susceptible to COVID-19. We need to stop saying that shit. We need to stop saying that, because some of us are saying that. It's not true. They only switched it up so that they can push the vaccine on the black community. And we trapped in these American ghettos, and they're trying to bring in needles to make us more docile. When America is willing to dish out billions of dollars on lottery for a vaccine, that should really make us think on what we have been saying for the last 400 days about how, what is in this? And I bet we have addressed very thoroughly what's in this wicked cocktail, poison vaccine. God damn it, who knows what else is in it? They're desperate. And we know what comes after money, the mafia, the white gangster. Only gangster is the white man. Thug, criminal. That's what comes. He will then move to force, but he will not force black people. He will not force the militant. He will not force black people who are in self-defense is their main. Is self-preservation is their mentality. You cannot force the people who are in the mentality of self-preservation and self-defense to do anything. So that will fail. But we indeed have mapped that and continue to address the issues that that we face as a community internally, the crimes that we war with one another in the fratricidal war against our own kith and kin, our blood and bone. We've addressed this throughout the years. And the entirety of the new Black Panther Party. It has always been an issue of concern and remains a serious problem in our communities that we must address. Many tragedies. We are still standing in disbelief and will continue to remain in such a mental space as we continue to have to relive the senseless murder of our Panther Cub Sanaa Minhotep and the tragedy that it has brought upon the family of our comrades. And our young princess, our young queen. We have tragedy after tragedy in this nation. And it is due to the sickness that we have brought onto us by the wicked white man. That's why I have to play the two doctors, Dr. Khaled Muhammad and Dr. Amos Wilson, because we're sick. That's the only explanation that we can give. It is one thing for the enemy to continue to do this, but we will not allow it. That's a question that a sentiment that we really hope that all of our people feel the same way. Cannot allow for the white man to continue to do this. We will not stop until we stop him. It ain't gonna stop. So we rising up, black people. This is very serious what we're dealing with. No hiding hands either, black folks, especially in the movement. No hiding hands. No behind the door talking with the enemy integrationists. Integrationalism, no scandalizing, no continuation of sexism, both for the male or the female, no continuation of womanizing and manizing. These things are not of African-centered people. These things represent, again, the destruction of African civilization. And if we're a well-experienced people, you know, we talk about how many books we read, but our condition alone, the evidence that we find is how we live our lives in the condition of our communities. And many times our experiences tell us the story. And we move into that path of knowledge itself. And we read and we grow and we participate on the battlefield and we take action and we do demonstrations. And then we have to go on to others and inspire them to do the same. But we say to the masses of black people, we continue to appeal to our beautiful people and we'll continue to be on the backs of the African diaspora all over the world. We've got work to do. We don't have to live here under these wicked conditions. But it's only going to be through us fighting, literally, physically, and in every other way. Earlier, when we did the introduction, if we were listening, Dr. Khaled was talking about the lynchings, and he was talking about the brutality that has been put onto us. And he talked about, he says that our material, spiritual, and human resource have been stolen. And this is why we find ourselves in a mental condition. It's a mental genocide to be coming as all of this is happening for any Negro, for any nigger, or for anybody, right, of our nation to be going around worried about some damn 4th of July or some other bullshit that's coming up, knowing that we're being murdered, our children are being murdered by our children. They're using more wicked and twisted manipulative ways to vaccinate and stick our people with poison and doing everything else under the damn sun that is wicked and evil. They are the creators of wicked and evil. And for us to allow this, that we will be the ones to decide. Stop thinking that there's some high moral fate. No, it's going to be us. We will be the ones to decide. We believe in what has been set forth by our ancestors. We also believe that we have control of what is happening right now. And we're the ones that are going to solidify our destiny. We're the ones that are going to inspire the people into self-determination. We say again to these regions of this criminal enterprise who constantly every year around this time and leading on to the rest of the year are faced with these tragic storms. Where water, rain, and wind cause mayhem like the white man only dreams about causing. Mayhem that the white man cannot stop. Mayhem that we have proven many times that the white man has influenced or made worse. Storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, and all of that plague the southern region, many times the southeastern region and other parts of our nation where black people are in these American ghettos are already compacted by the socioeconomic hell that we live in, already compacted by capitalism and all the other isms of the damn white man who get hit with these storms. There is no assistance that comes from the state. We find our people in modes of survival doing for themselves for self-defense and self-preservation. Many people who are left with nothing from these storms and many people who are displaced, and there are many on the line who can speak to that feeling of being displaced from your home and displaced from the city for which you grew up and knew and know everyone and where you solidified yourself. All of this is important, family. As we talk about self-defense and self-preservation, we must be prepared. We must be prepared with generators. We must be prepared with food that won't go bad on us, food that you can consume without power, things that are of the survival. How are we going to survive? What are we going to do for ourselves? Right? Escape routes. Having a solid plan. You know, all of these things become more and more necessary as we continue to examine the condition and the things that compact and impact our already wicked and downtrodden condition. We have to look at this. We have to be mindful. The new Black Panther Party, Black Cross, our humanitarian arm, responsible for all kinds of search and rescue and restoration of the black community after these storms, and it continues and it goes all year. And it is more of a reason that we support the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Y'all say, but y'all talk about it like it's an entity in its own. because we understand the oneness of the Panther. It does not belong to any of us. It is for the people. And it is that humble and disciplined understanding that have put us in this position in our current, you know, time that we live in, that we're able to fight and have the strength to fight as we do. We say it and we say it again, freedom is not free. It ain't free. And if we are thinking that, you know, spending all of our money, these stimulus checks and all of this on trinkets and the best and the newest of what the white man or the Asian or the cracker or whoever have released, and we're not arming ourselves, and we're not having our supplies and resources stacked up, water stacked up, non-perishable stacked up, if we're not doing these things, then we're going to find ourselves in a hard position, a rock in a hard place. We know right now is even a better time that you make these moves, as the government is using a small little, you know, cherry-picking kickbacks of stimulus and money and Trump checks and Biden checks and all kind of things to try to quell and calm what is cannot be calmed, it cannot be quelled, and it cannot be stopped, which is the complete, you know, proverbial destruction of America in every single way that is possible due to its own wickedness. It is collapsing inside. They're taking themselves out, and we are rising up in our own nationhood, and a goddamn white man is losing. And to think any other way about it is really going to cause you more hell. You must view yourself as we are already in a winning position. We are the ones who make the demand, and the demands will be met. So we cannot look at anything that we demand as an asking point or even as a discussion point with our enemy. In fact, these are demands that are backed by the power of a mighty nation who have been reintroduced to their African-centered selves. So the white man knows that they cannot play with the generation that walks amongst us today. And those who are with us are great leaders and freedom fighters. That's why we must continue to do the work and follow in the footsteps of those who have shown us that it is revolution. It is nationalism. We give thanks to our great ancestors, a mighty, mighty legacy. Look at the crackers' legacy, a wicked, brutal, child-molesting, down low, having sex with the animal, bestiality, raping little boys and little girls, religious fanatic devils. Now, this is the legacy of the cracker. Every cracker is a pedophile in history, is a murderer, is an enslaver, is a colonialist, is a devil. And we have great ancestors. So what they're doing today is they're taking our greats today and scandalizing them. And we're not talking about the celebrity, but you can look at that as an example. We're talking about our freedom fighters of today. They themselves are organizations like the Anti-Defamation League, organizations that are created to go after and try to disrupt and try to destroy the revolutionary movement, as the liberation movement is firmly established around this cracker's ass. So these tricks that they use, they go in there and they recruit niggas. Yes, they do. Y'all know they do, because you know some of these niggas. Then they go and recruit house niggas. They go recruit Negroes who then work against the people and work against the honest efforts of the liberation movement. And these niggas are put out. And we will say this. When we find these people, we have found these people, they are put out justly as they should be. But then what we find is that there are some who don't take to that, you know, take to what is being put out. And they will continue to allow for these people to say that they have some kind of place in the uprising of the black nation. But these people are more dangerous, in fact, many times than a white man, because they are put into position. They are put into position to scandalize, to destroy, and many times to help with or themselves to assassinate our leaders. Not today. That is our mentality. That is where we are, because we see how history works. And we were listening to Dr. Amos Wilson in the beginning and how he talked about how history is not left behind, how history is present, and how the future is right now. So for us to be in a waiting position or idle, are sitting patiently, what will we be waiting on? What will we be waiting on? Everything has to be done with urgency at this point. And although we are the original people, and I'm sure we have all the time in the world, as this white man is being the scourge of the earth and the whole damn universe, is being surely, by his own demise, destroyed. We know we got all the time in the world, but we cannot waste time. We cannot act like, you know, everything is okay because of what the individual person has. When you know as well as we know, that's not how it works. It's the entirety. What good is your individual talent if it's not of the benefit of a nation? And I'm going to say it again. This is, as a point of example, it's bullshit. All of it is. But this is the reason why Biden and Kamala Harris can sit, these fucking devils, they can sit and talk about some anti-Asian hate. Because China and Japan's foot is up their ass for debt. So that's why when we make the demand for reparations, that must be taken seriously. Because then that implies that we are a nation. It is not voting, which is you signing and saying that you agree to the domination. You're not saying that you're a nation. You're saying that you're agreeing to be dominated and that, in fact, that is our condition and you're okay with it. That is what happens when we vote for these wicked politicians who play the politics on our people. But when we make the demand for reparations and when we stand up on the battlefield as we should be as nationalists and as militants to defend the nation and those who are murdered, as they commit crimes against us, crimes against our nation. We must begin to speak this way. We are a nation. Don't fall for the lies of people who try to come and try to twist you up with terminology and fancy-sounding historical perspectives that really don't hold no weight or hold no water in the situations, in the condition that we live in. We're not going to argue over silly nigga shit. It's straight ahead. We are a nation. And as a nation, we demand reparations from a criminal enterprise that have continued to commit crimes of ethnic cleansing and genocide against our women, from the rape to the mythology of putting the women at the bottom of religion and ripping out the spiritual nature of us. And it has infected us to this day. The rape of our women, the abortion that have been put on our young sisters in these American ghettos. We demand reparations for the continuous crimes of ethnic cleansing and genocide committed against our children, who are maybe in fact the most who are in the line of fire. That's right. They are the most who are in the line of fire. Because as they go through their social development as a child, they are bombarded with nigger shit and cracker shit all goddamn day. And this, it creates in our heads, you know, how do we then go on? If there's no political education, if there's no talk of militancy and black nationalism, if there's no talk of Pan-African and the culture of the African and how great we are that promotes self-value and to make us value our lives, and then if there's none of that, and then we send our children out to this wicked wilderness, and then many times they find themselves lost in this wicked wilderness. And we find ourselves wondering why many times. It's a wicked cycle that we're in. And our children, our generations that are to come are in the most danger. They are in the most crosshair. They're right in the crosshairs of America's ethnic cleansing and genocide. We demand reparations on the cases of ethnic cleansing and genocide that are committed against black men in America. As we see along with black women and children are constantly murdered. The black man is taken away through legislation and different devices of America's social systems, taken away, and the black family is ripped away. Black men, numbers that quadruple every damn year, are locked up in a prison industrial complex. And it is not to mention the political prisoners of the black nation, the Black Panther political prisoners, the revolutionary political prisoners that are locked up in this nation who are being tortured. Many of them are elderly and ill, have been made ill if they were not by being in the wicked prisons death camps, in fact, and concentration camps of America. This is ethnic cleansing and genocide. That is what it is. That is how we should term it. That's how it must be talked about, because any other way takes away from the fact that we cannot deal with this white man here. He has to be dealt with where we have support. And we even go so far as to say that in the future he must be dealt with on the continent of Africa as we make that great exodus. He must be dealt with on lands where people have experienced the same thing that we have experienced and back up in the prosecution of this fucking criminal. We are documenting everything. This radio show is documentation. The tapes that he continues to play over and over again to try to instill fear into our communities. We don't care how many of these white newscasters or these Negro newscasters try to act like they have sympathy for Brother Ronald Green or have sympathy for us. They are devils too, because they lie all the damn time. When it comes down to it, the media, the courts, the pigs, and the systems of America are against and stacked against us. So that's why we continue to say there can be no fear. We know, and everybody knows, the general understanding definition of fear is something you cannot understand. And it is when you don't understand something or you have not gained an understanding of something that you then don't want to approach it. You don't want to deal with it. You don't want to have it take accountability, or you take accountability for it existing. But we have a military occupation on our hands. We have been occupied by a wicked criminal enterprise backed by a military that goes from the international all the way to the city, parishes, county, and wards of America. And their local military, or their pigs, are guilty of ethnic cleansing and genocide as well. And even if they have never killed a black man or black woman in America, they are guilty by association. All of these crimes will be brought to trial, and there will be prosecutions put against this nation. And in the midst of that, there will. There is no might. There is no if. There was only a when, and there was only a will. Reparations will be dealt in land and resources and money and in any other way that they are able to be paid tender. It will be paid forth to those who have been murdered and the families of those and those who are living who continue to suffer at the hands of America and at the hands of these European nations, because all of them are guilty. We don't care about everybody else's problems, because nobody cares about ours but us. So don't look for us to speak for some other people when everybody is guilty of our condition and the way that we have been mentally ripped from our core. Everybody is guilty. The Jew, the Arab, all the European nations, they are eating their own wickedness. And it is due to them destroying our civilizations that they find themselves in a position today they just can't get right, can't get up, can't seem to see straight, because they are the scourge of the earth and the whole damn universe. Stinking ass cracker trying to go into space and infect other planets. What a wicked devil. We are not amazed by the sick technological advances and the demonic devices that they are trying to use on us, our children, and our elders. We are not impressed. We know that the white man is wicked. We know that all of his sciences today come from sciences that he can't even touch, from our great ancestors. He doesn't use that for the good of the world. There is no good in America, and there's no good in the European. He uses it for the destruction of black people, everything. So when we look at science and the white man's technological advances, all we see are more devices of wicked murder and more devices of ethnic cleansing and genocide. We have to tell the truth. We cannot lie to our children. We especially cannot lie to ourselves. Because that breeds a whole nother type of insanity, a whole nother type of crazy. We have to open up with the doctors, Dr. Khaled Muhammad and Dr. Amos Wilson, because in fact, We have been infected by a sickness. It's been, you know, popularly termed post-traumatic slave syndrome by Dr. Joy, but we know this before it even has been given a name. We know this as a house nigga, field nigga. We know this as the destruction of black civilization. We know this as a mental genocide, menticide. But this that we're suffering from can be reversed. That's the good thing. But we can't be so far gone that we don't accept what's right in front of us. The murder of Ronald Green by the pigs who lied and covered it up for over 600 days will be, and it is in our midst today, this crime has to be dealt with the power of the people. That is what we're saying.
That's right.
So the participation of the people, that is what will move these crackers, is the participation of us. They are not moved.
That's right.
When their children go, we don't care about them. It is only going to happen when we continue to stand up. We're moving into that. We're moving into nationalism. So let's be wise, family. Go ahead, Sister Crystal.
I said, that's right. That's right. That's right. Everything you were saying, I'm testifying. In these last minutes, I want to remind everybody, you just now listening. There is a call to action, a national call to action this Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the state capital of Louisiana in Baton Rouge. We'll be going from the state capital straight to the governor's mansion where the main demonstration will take place as we demand that all of the pigs that were involved in the murder of Ronald Green are fired without pay, arrested, and charged with capital murder. It was a crime that took place when they murdered him. We want them prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Not only that, they lied when this man was murdered in 2019. The Louisiana State Trooper's office tried to cover this up and lied and said that he was in a car wreck. Everyone that was in a top official, all of them, not just replacing one, that whole administration needs to be fired and charged with a conspiracy to cover up murder. Everyone in that state trooper's office all the way up to the governor, because the governor of Louisiana was made well aware of this. And all of you state representatives, Democratic and Republican, who have not done a damn thing, are guilty, as well as the attorney general's office, who has yet to prosecute any case. Trayvon Pellerin, Ronald Green, Modesto Ray, Alton Sterling. We're dealing with the Ku Klux Klan in government in Louisiana, in the police departments across America. This is what we're dealing with. And we want to remind everybody that we will have the organizers of this demonstration on our show on Sunday. And tomorrow night, we will have Babu Omawali, the national commander of the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, will come on to talk about what's taking place next weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as there's going to be major demonstrations on the 100-year anniversary of our people being mass slaughtered, a massacre, a major act of ethnic cleansing and genocide in Tulsa took place 100 years ago, and it still continues. This is ethnic cleansing and genocide that happened to Ronald Green, that happened in Tulsa, and all these countless other cases. Tuesday marks the one-year anniversary in which we watched George Floyd being murdered. We need the people to hit the streets. You will be receiving announcements tomorrow on demonstrations in other cities. But for now, ground zero is the state capital of Louisiana and the governor's mansion, 2 p.m. Tuesday. Black Power, hit us up at nbpp.org to join. nbpp.org to join. Send us a Cash App donation at $BlackPowerDollar. No excuses. Black Power. We need all hands on deck.
Well, you got to stop.
You have the floor,
bro. The only way you're going to stop police brutality is you got to stand up and be brutal with this damn beast. You got to step to this cracker or it will never stop. You can moan, you can groan, you can sing, you can pray, you can recite, you can claim you know all the Quran, Old Testament, all the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, the Quran from Al-Fatiha to Al-Nas. You can know all the Medunetah.
You can know Maya, truth, justice, righteousness, harmony, balance, order, reciprocity. You can name those of the Netter system. You can go and study the Odu text and substantiate your position according to Odu. You can study the Ifa, or the Word, or the Akan, or the Yoruba, and run through the pantheon of the Orisha. You can call on Oludumare. You can call on Ilegba, and Shango, and Obatula, and Oshun, and Ogun, and Yemonya. You can know all of that. But unless you're willing to stand up and step to this white man, we will never get out of this condition.